This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. Good morning to you. We're glad you're here with us on New Beginnings, as you are each week. It's appointed listening, and we hope that you take some nuggets away with you that can help you really to change your life. And with us right now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. If you'd like to reach out to Joe for more information, you can find him at rippleconnects.com and also by phone at 763-438-1623. Happy weekend, Joe. Good Saturday morning to you.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. Thank you. It's a beautiful Saturday morning in early November, and the leaves are turned. They're on my lawn, and it's time to get those up. But pleasure to be a part of New Beginnings here in regards to 5 years of quality programming in regards to people's careers.
Exactly. And just in a few days, we'll be giving pause. The nation will to honor the veterans of America.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you could give the New Beginnings listeners an overview of veterans living and employed today in Minnesota's workforce. What do we see?
What we see, Minnesota is home to 327,000 in 2018. And that's 24th in state in veterans population in the country. In 2018, veterans represented 6.1% of Minnesota's population. And 71% of the Minnesota's current veteran population is 55 and older. Female veterans account for 7% of Minnesota heroes. That number is over 26,000 female military veterans. Hennepin County is home to 56,000 veterans and Ramsey County, 25,000. I like to do this because often we talk about veterans, but let's start talking about, the face of them, who they are, where they are. And, it's important. My dad served in World War II, that greatest generation. And I have a lot of respect for what him and some of my uncles went through, but that carries on to the people that are serving overseas today and the people that have fought wars and served our country in the last, last 20, 30 years here. So I think it's important to bring that up in regards to careers. And that's really why I want to bring that out, because Minnesota veterans bring so much leadership to the workforce today. And I really want to add more of a qualitative element to Minnesota veterans. But I think it's important to update the New Beginnings listeners in regards to the numbers and in the veterans that are our neighbors and our family that are in our workplace.
That's pretty quantitative, and we're talking about Minnesota's veterans today. And in your opinion, Joe McKenzie, what do Minnesota's military veterans bring to the civilian workforce in terms of their transferable skills, experience, and leadership? I know that I've worked alongside some in our workplace, and they're different. It seems as if they're a bit more professional. What do you see?
Well, what I see is that military veterans in Minnesota's workforce today, they embody leadership. They know that leadership is a responsibility, not just a title that's given. And I think when I talk about leadership, I don't mean leading others. They take leadership upon themselves to make sure that they carry through with the project, that they complete it on time and correctly. So let's repeat that. Veterans embody leadership and realize that it's their responsibility and not just a title. Freddie, veterans are mission oriented. They know that it's not about them. It's about the team, the unit, what have you. They know that they play a role in that mission. And I think that's so critical for anybody listening today, anybody that has any HR background or in a position of hiring. I can't think of a better skill to have than someone that's mission oriented, and they don't make it about themselves. They make it about the mission, Freddie. And companies can succeed and fail if they have people that are mission-oriented or people that are not mission-oriented. Do you agree with that statement?
I do. I mean, when someone is dedicated to the mission, it seems as if you have a better chance of the work getting completed on time. And that's critical in today's workforce.
Absolutely. We're in a global economy competing against, competitors we don't even see on a regular basis, but organizations succeed by the people that are moving it forward, and they can be hindered by people that are pulling them back. And Minnesota veterans are trained to be mission oriented. Ripple Connects, the company, has had people that are military veterans help me get to where my company needed to be, because it was about our mission at Ripple Connects. It wasn't about them. And I have the utmost respect for people that follow that through. A few other things that veterans bring. They understand the loyalty to their employer and their coworkers. Veterans follow proper protocol to ensure that the job is getting done correctly, Freddie. They're not cutting corners. They know that is the way they've been trained. They know that they're there in a support role for their fellow coworkers. They don't make it about themselves. They make it about the team and the mission. And I can't think of better skills and that mindset to have to grow an organization, to improve an organization, than a military vet. You've led organizations, you've been a part of, and you see that's so critical, that they're there in support role, but also they know that it's not about them.
Exactly. My experience has been veterans are not only good leaders, but they're also good supporters. They're great followers as well.
Yes, they understand their role. Often they know that it's a team that's gonna bring that organization's accomplishments forward. It's not about them. And they know that they keep everybody accountable, including themselves. So I think that's an important point. We have, all organizations want to hire a veteran, but I think these are key points for someone listening today to say, this is something that we should be talking about more in regards to the qualities of a veteran. They work through adversity. They've been trained to work through adversity. I don't know of a company or organization out there that hasn't had to work through adversity. And that's what they bring to Minnesota's workforce. They know if something goes wrong, they're going to have to fix it. They're trained to find the best way to do it. All organizations work through some adversity at some point, right?
That's true.
You want someone that knows that they can get through that adversity. And that's what a Minnesota military veteran brings to the workforce today.
So what can smart employers do to leverage the skills and the experience in leadership that military veterans bring to help them to thrive in the workforce?
Minnesota employers have to be open-minded, and they have to get up to speed on the transferable skills of veterans. Often, I know military veterans do a great job of civilianizing their resumes, but if an HR person or someone in a position to hire doesn't quite understand military backgrounds, have a conversation with someone in your network about what they bring. Understand that they bring so many skills that start thinking about their career path of the veteran you're going to hire. Don't think of it as so rigid in regards to what skills they have now. Think about where you could have this person in a military veteran in a position to succeed 3, 5, 7 years down the road. So have that conversation in regards to the skills that they bring versus just looking at what they did in the military. And I think if you embrace that and some of the things we talked about here today, Freddie, working through adversity, embodying leadership, working to follow proper protocol and support others, think about how they're going to be an integral part of a team, but also realize that they've been trained differently. Military veterans have been trained differently than people in corporate world today. Neither is right, neither is wrong. It's different. So make sure that military veteran has a supervisor that understands how they've been trained. a military veteran does not want to hear that they haven't been doing the job right 6 months after the fact. They want, they've known that training, that corrective action right away. Have that supervisor understand. A military veteran wants to know that they're doing it right, and they will be, they want to know how they can do it better. So that is a whole nother level than just hiring a veteran. Make sure that that military veteran has the support mechanism around them to succeed. Those are two ways that a Minnesota employer can, bring the transferable skills, the leadership, and carve out a great career path in the civilian workforce for Minnesota military veterans.
Joe, well said. We got to leave it right there. And you do some great work at Ripple Connect.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Vision Loss Resources is a nonprofit community organization with services, skills, and support for people with vision loss. If you or someone you love is experiencing vision issues, we're at 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org. You don't need health insurance or a doctor's referral. 612-871-2222. To adapt, connect, and thrive with Vision Loss Resources, offering training and social-emotional support in your home and at locations throughout the metro area.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on the station with your Market Minute. 3.31 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is up over last year and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 6.5% over the same time last year, which currently sits at $277K. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 3.5%. 4.57%. This is down slightly over last week. So what does this mean for sellers? Interest rates have fallen back and buyer activity has increased. The buyer activity is a bit slower in Minneapolis and St. Paul. However, in the suburbs, it is still a seasonal seller's market. For buyers, it is no time to sit on your hands if you see a home that you like. It is a faster market, so the early bird gets the worm. Thinking about making a move? Then check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
If it's Saturday, you know it is the weekend, and of course, it's New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell. Thank you for being with us this weekend, and as we go into our financial segment of our program, please welcome to our studios a person who is simply an expert when it comes to finance. It's Whitney Emanuel. She is the principal behind Strategic Visionaries. You can find them at strategic-visionaries.com, 612-296-6939, 612-296-6939. Whitney, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome. Let's talk about estate planning. And I know that's a big one. A lot of people have already gone through with their tax filings and they're looking at their estate and they're going, my goodness, I could have done some things maybe a little bit differently. What tips, or is there such a thing as basic tips that you can share about estate planning strategies?
Yeah, sure. So of course, I'm not an attorney, but I do talk to a lot of my clients about estate planning and some of the best practices and basics to have. So the first thing that people should really consider as it stands today, if they did not change anything, is how will your assets be distributed when you are gone, when you pass away? Is this written in a legal document? And if not, then how are your beneficiaries set up? How would it happen today if you were to pass away tomorrow, God forbid?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first question to ask.
So that's in relationship to your assets. What's going to happen to your assets should you not live on this earth beyond X date?
Exactly. And because then that really gets you, what's your starting point and knowing where everything goes, because then you can tackle the next step from there.
So does your estate planning take into account who's going to get to your assets or what happens to your assets once you move on?
Yes, exactly. So it explicitly states who would receive them and how.
What are some of the typical ways that people would, or assets or estate transfers from one person to the next or from one entity to the next entity?
Yeah. So when you have a will, for example, that outlines where all of your assets will go, but it does have to go through probate court when you do pass away. And then the will instructs probate court, but there is an executor that you must appoint in order to make that happen according to the wishes of your will. So you need a written document, whether it's a will or a trust. But I'll tell you what the basic documents that pretty much everybody needs for estate planning. So you need beneficiaries, and that's the beneficiary that's outside of a will. It's outside of a trust. And those are on all of your accounts. And that would then give instruction onto who receives your assets outright when you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So those are beneficiaries.
So there is a will and then there's a trust. So let's talk about the will.
Yeah. So the will is what gives instruction to probate court about all your assets. So first of all, you have beneficiary designations on your IRA or your 401k. So those don't go through probate court. They go directly to your beneficiaries. But a will is probating everything that is not have a beneficiary designation. So that would be things like your home, your car, any other property that you have that would have to go through probate court to be distributed as per the instructions in your will.
Mm-hmm. Do you find in your work that many of your customers or clients don't have wills?
Unfortunately, yes. But it's my job to get them to do that.
Everybody, we're talking with Whitney Emanuel. She's the principal behind Strategic Visionaries. And we're talking about the questions that should be asked as they relate to estate planning strategies. What's another question that should be asked and then subsequently answered, Whitney?
Yeah. So a trust, and whether or not that makes sense for you, the reason that a lot of people will do a trust, there's really two reasons. One, if you have minor children and you don't want them to receive your assets as minors, then you would put that money in a trust when you pass away. Mm-hmm. So, and then you would establish a trustee, so a person to manage the money on their behalf. And then you instruct at what age or ages they would receive that. So that's for minor children. So that would be one reason to have a trust. But then people could also do a trust and in order to bypass probate court altogether. So that way your assets don't get stuck in court. They can just go directly to the beneficiaries of the trust. So it's a legal entity that you set up before you pass away.
Wow. So I imagine, and I've heard over time, that there are different types of trust as well.
Many, many types. It's a complicated world. And that's why working with an estate planning attorney is advisable whenever you do any type of estate planning. But there are two basic types of trust. There's revocable, meaning you can change it while you're still living. And then there's irrevocable. So irrevocable means you cannot change it once the assets are in there. The main reason that people will do irrevocable is in order to protect their assets while they're still living. Or for some more advanced estate planning purposes.
What about the power of attorney and then maybe how that works with a healthcare directive, or does it work with a healthcare directive?
Yeah, they actually operate separately and independent of one another. So a power of attorney is just for your financial decisions to be made. So you establish a person who is your power of attorney, so a trusted person that can make financial decisions on your behalf. So oftentimes spouses will choose to be each other's power of attorneys, or they will choose a child, a responsible child, to be the power of attorney. And so there's durable versus non-durable. So a durable power of attorney means even if you become incapacitated or you're out of the country and you cannot make those decisions from a healthcare standpoint, the power of attorney can still stand in the gap for you and make those decisions. But a non-durable power of attorney only operates when you are able to also make those financial decisions. So more often than not, I see that estate planning attorneys recommend a durable so that it lasts as long as you're living, no matter your health state.
Everybody, we're talking with Whitney Emanuel of Strategic Visionaries, sharing with you some of the questions that you should be asking yourself or maybe even your financial planner as they relate to estate planning. We've talked about how should your assets be transferred. We talked about estate planning vehicles for what happens when you die. And we've also talked about inside of that, a trust, power of attorney, healthcare directives. So what purpose do you want your financial legacy to serve? I see that as a question. How do you mean that, Whitney?
Yeah. So what's important to you? Where do you want your assets to go? This is where you really should start that conversation. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're married, with your spouse, how do we want our assets to be distributed? I've met with clients who maybe don't have children or don't have children that are reliant upon them, and they'd rather give their money to charity, or they'd split it and they'd say, I'd split my money between charity and my children. I may want to set up a charitable trust if you have the funds to do that. So these are lots of questions to ask yourself, and it depends on your current financial position that will determine how you'd like to leave the remainder of your assets when you do pass away.
Quickly, do your customers or the people you talk with tell you that these kinds of conversations are difficult to have?
They don't tell me that explicitly, but I can tell that it can be difficult because nobody likes to think of death, although it is an inevitability in life. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an emotional topic, especially if they've lost someone who's close to them, such as a parent or a spouse or a sibling. But I find that if someone has lost someone, they're also more urgent to make those decisions because they do realize that life can be short.
Everybody, Whitney Emanuel with us. From Strategic Visionaries, the website is strategic-visionaries.com. The number is 612-296-6939. We've been talking about estate planning, and New Beginnings continues right now.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
You can't go through a day without hearing about healthcare reform. St. Paul Corner Drug is here to help you navigate the ever-changing healthcare landscape. We are your advocate in getting much-needed prescription medication covered under your insurance plan. Need to choose a different plan? There is no reason to feel like you are drowning in the system. St. Paul Corner Drug can make simple work out of finding you a plan that best suits your needs. You can rest assured at St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Stroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at stromanlaw.com. That's S-C-H-R-O-M-E-N-law.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we could see rain with a high near 40, while tonight some rain and snow with a low around 27. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a temp around 24. Monday partly sunny with a high near 18. And Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 19. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is Cafe Latte. They have a bakery specializing in fresh breads and desserts, including their renowned chocolate turtle cake. Come try their pizza and wine bar with an extensive wine list by the glass on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. More info at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. I just like saying hello. I mean, we do it several times in a show. And right now with us, as we go to West Metro Hypnosis, we welcome back Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. You can find her online, westmetrohypnosis.com, or by phone, 952-222-3975. Happy weekend, Kelly.
Happy weekend. It is so good to be here with you, Freddie.
Glad you're with us. And we have a great time every time we get together. And we have a great topic. I love the play on words. You're talking about November. Whatever do you mean?
Well, I kind of use the play on words because when we get to the end of the year, we start thinking about taking inventory and taking stock, and we already begin to sort of begin to contemplate in our minds about what the closing of the old year means to us and the beginning of an upcoming new year. And there's always a lot of excitement built around that. And I really want to invite our listeners into this idea of November, meaning what things have you identified in your life that you would like to really release and let go of and just leave in the old year as you wind it down. And I do also love the play on words of November, because there's a lot of different things that you could do with this. You don't have to wait until January 1st to start a New Year's resolution. One of the things that I like to tell my clients is now Now, right now is the perfect time to make a different choice. Now is the perfect time to move forward. Now is the perfect time to release and let go that which no longer serves you. And so I invite everybody on this Saturday, when you're listening to these words, to really just take a moment to take inventory. And maybe it is saying no to cigarettes. Maybe it's saying no to overeating. Maybe it's saying no to an inability to create healthy boundaries for yourself. Maybe it's saying no to negative self-talk, that inner judge and that inner critic that tends to be very, very harsh with you. Take advantage of the end of the year. Harness the power of this season and decide what needs to be said no to. Use the month of November to really begin to create a new outlook and a plan forward of what you want the new year to bring. It's a great time, especially just the time of year and the season that we're in. It's sort of invites us to turn inward, take an inward perspective. If we think about just, you know, how just last week we turned the clocks back and now it's getting darker earlier, we have a lot more time for inner self-reflection. And I would challenge all of our listeners to really use that time to be productive about your inner self and what you would like to create and what you would also like to let go of moving forward in this month of November.
All right. That's Kelly Von Hanekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, no doubt about it. And you can find her at 952-2... I had to do that, Kelly. 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, and this is New Beginnings. No kidding.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. We continue our program now by going out to North Minneapolis to find Kitty Harris. She is a center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located at 1015 4th Avenue North, 612-344-2221. Is there a contact number? Hello, Kitty Harris. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I'm excited we go into the last couple of months of the year. And right on our footsteps, I believe later today, you've got your annual blood drive.
So our annual blood drive is actually going to be on Wednesday, November the 13th.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
But it is a very important thing that needs to be done at this time of the year. We're partnering with the American Red Cross again to provide this. This will be our third time hosting a blood drive here at the center. And we really want to impart on the community how important blood donations are. A lot of times around the holiday, we see a lot of people where they are giving to shelters and toy drives and clothing drives. But the need for blood is constant. And it's just such an overwhelming thing that when the holiday season, unfortunately, tends to see a lot of accidents, and the Red Cross doesn't have that supply on hand to help those families that are impacted. And so we want to do our part here at Cora McCorvey and have the community come and be a part of, have an opportunity to give back in a different way. So we are accepting appointments for Wednesday, November the 13th. The blood drive will be going on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but people can also just walk in the day of. If they have any questions or want more information, they can certainly give me a call. My direct number is 612-344-2209. And I would just love to have a conversation and get people more information about how they can make an impact in partnership with the Red Cross.
All right. And the November activities continue because you got a fish fry coming up as well.
We do. So that same week on Friday, November the 15th, we will be hosting a fish fry here at the center. And again, this is just another opportunity for us to work with the community. And, you know, we know the history of what fish fries are in the African-American community. But as a health and wellness center, just taking it a little bit to a higher standard, of course, we will have our gluten-free options available. And we will make sure that there are some healthy options available for people to partake. But just giving the community another opportunity, come to a safe space and engage. So we will have some music. People can stay and eat their food and mingle and get to know each other. Or they can come over the lunch hour and just pick up some food and get it to go. So this is our first time trying it out. And we really hope that the community will come out and support us on Friday, November the 15th. We will be starting at 11:30 a.m. And we will sell fish until we run out.
All right. It's going to be a big affair. And speaking of big affairs, the biggest of the month, it seems from my perspective, will be your big potluck right around the holiday.
Yes. Everybody knows that November is synonymous with Thanksgiving. And we do know that many people don't have family to gather with. And so one of the things that we have been doing here every year is hosting a Thanksgiving potluck in partnership with our YMCA, where we provide a turkey and then the members bring side dishes. And again, just having an opportunity to come together in unity with the members. So it's open to the community. It's going to be on Wednesday, November the 20th, and 612-344-2221 for more information. But during this time, we're also going to be doing a service project where we're going to be writing letters to our men and women that are in the military and getting together care packages that we can send over to our military personnel during this holiday season.
All right. So if our listeners happen to miss these last two important events, once again, I know the address is 1014 4th Avenue North. How can they get more specific information?
Absolutely. 612-344-2209. That's my direct line. And I'll be happy to answer any questions about our upcoming events. They can also visit our Cora McCorvey Facebook page and learn about our events, as well as our website, which is www.heritageparkcampus.org.
All right, that's Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Hi again, everyone. This is New Beginnings and a pointed listening. And right now we switch our attention to AARP, where we find the Associate State Director for Advocacy for AARP Minnesota, Mary Jo George. Glad you're with us. And November is National Family Caregivers Month. I know that the statistics say that there are more than 40 million family caregivers in the United States, including more than 640,000 in Minnesota. Mary Jo, give us a broad definition of caregiving.
Caregiving is broadly defined as somebody who might be providing a broad range of services to any relative, partner, friend, or even a neighbor. And some of the services that they might be providing is something as simple as helping with grocery shopping or assisting them with chores around the house. But it also can be more complex and could include helping with feeding your loved one or bathing. and even very complicated medication and nursing tasks like wound care, for example. We know that more as people are living longer with more complex care, family caregiving has become more challenging.
Right. It can be really critical to somebody who really is in need because it doesn't stop at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, does it?
No, absolutely not. Family caregivers are the backbone of our long-term care system, and they are critical in keeping seniors in their home and helping them to live independently where they want to be. But as you said, you know, it is a labor of love, but it can be a 24/7 job. And so at AARP, we provide a lot of resources for family caregivers. We have a lot of different guides that can help. For example, we have what we call a Prepare to Care guide. And I would recommend that everybody think about downloading this and reading this. This has really helped you to prepare on your journey. And the first step in that is to begin to talk to the person that you're going to care for by finding out what they need and what their desires are. But also it's about developing a plan for you, because everybody should have sort of a support team as you go into caregiving.
Right. The question is, who cares for the caregiver? And I'm certain that AARP is really committed to supporting families and the caregivers.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we also do, in addition to providing resources and programs designed to help family caregivers, we also advocate both for federal and state laws to help support family caregivers. And so a couple of years ago, we passed the CARE Act. This law requires hospitals to train and notify caregivers when their loved one is being discharged. I've heard stories of people finding out that, you know, it was in the middle of the night that their parent might be being discharged, and there was no way that they were able to get to them. So this law helps to provide better training and better transition from hospital to home. And then I think we've talked before, Freddie, that just this past year, we have passed some sweeping elder abuse prevention laws to really protect older seniors as well as their family caregivers. And part of that law really is looking to provide more public oversight of assisted living, but to strengthen the rights of seniors and their family caregivers. For example, providing protections against retaliation, robust termination and appeal rights, and the right to place a camera in your loved one's room. You know, that's really important because that's a way you can stay connected with your family member, but it's also a way you can monitor for abuse and neglect.
Wow. Finally, how can we get more information about caregiver resources, Mary Jo?
I am so glad you asked. Our website at aarp.org/MN Caregiver.
All right, Mary Jo George, the Associate State Director for Advocacy at AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Join Natural Awakenings Twin City Magazine as they host the Your Shining Life Expo from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Roseville. This day-long expo includes informational workshops offered by experts sharing wealth of knowledge and exhibitors offering products and services for living a healthier and happier life. Enjoy free and low-cost mini treatments and group groove dances led by Aero Fitness. The pages of Natural Awakenings will come to life with a truly diverse subject matter and something for everyone. Drawings will be held every 15 minutes beginning at 11 a.m. for thousands of dollars worth of prizes, including books, nutritional products, gift certificates, and more. Be one of the first 100 people through the door and receive a special tote bag. Join us for this free event at 2540 North Cleveland Avenue in Roseville. Find the tools and resources to create the life you want. Visit YourShiningLifeExpo.com for more details. That's YourShiningLifeExpo.com, November 9th.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You're listening to New Beginnings. Good morning, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and we continue now with our our program partners, Vision Loss Resources, and we turn to Susan Anderson. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and also Mark Dahlberg, who is a program manager. Their telephone number is 612-871-2222. Very difficult to forget. And welcome back to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having us back.
Glad to be back.
We want to talk about grief and loss as it relates to vision loss. And I see that as a very interesting topic that you've chosen for us this weekend. I'm wondering, what are the common causes of vision loss?
Sure. The leading cause of vision loss for people under 60 tends to be diabetic retinopathy. And for people over the age of 60, it's macular degeneration. But some other common causes of vision loss that people are most familiar with are cataracts, glaucoma, and also rounding out that list is retinitis pigmentosa.
Interesting. I'm wondering, can you talk about the social and the emotional impact of losing your vision? I would imagine for a sighted person and suddenly or gradually not have your vision can be devastating.
Absolutely. I mean, the short story is that it's very overwhelming. We walk into a lot of people's homes, and as we're talking to them, they say, you know, I'm just sitting between these four walls waiting to die. You know, what's the point of living if I can't see? So vision loss, that emotional, that social impact of losing your vision can be all consuming. I had worked with a client, we'll call him Christopher, and he was explaining to me that he had lost his vision to glaucoma. It had taken the vision in his left and it was slowly deteriorating in his right to the point where he had to quit his job as a forklift driver. And we talk about how vision loss isn't just the loss of sight. It is this layered loss. So he loses his job, which means he loses his paycheck. He loses those conversations that he had with his coworkers. You lose your identity. You lose your sense of purpose. So there's this grief and loss component to vision loss that isn't much different than losing a loss of a loved one. You're going to go through those stages of grief. You're going to be angry. You're depressed. You're losing the loss of what you thought the rest of your life was going to be like. And we even start to see how people around them begin to change. I had another woman I was working with. She just retired, and it was habit for her and her friends to always get together every other week to go out to dinner. And her friends were really supportive as her vision was changing in the beginning, offering to pick her up and bring her to the restaurant. But she saw that support started to diminish. And she said, I feel like it's because I'm just this constant reminder to my friends that this could happen to them as well. So even the people around us, our relationships with our loved ones or the people that we care most about can change. We see a change in relationships even with children of loved ones. So the adult children start to take on this role of being the parent. So there's all sorts of shifts. Again, it's that layered loss that ends up impacting people as they start to lose their vision.
So what's one of the first things that you tell someone? You go into the home, you're visiting with them, and you find this person mired in this kind of grief. They're mired in this kind of loss. They're, maybe, as you just mentioned, their identity is gone. What's the first thing that you start to share with them as you encounter and you, before you even start to offer the resources?
One thing I think is helpful is to mention that what you're feeling is normal. Some people feel awful. They don't want to be a burden to the people around them, so they don't want to share how they're actually feeling. There's this disconnect that you shouldn't feel the way you should when a loved one has passed, but actually that's completely normal to be angry one day and then feel like you want to tackle this and learn all you can to be independent the next day. All of that's so normal. And then when we just talk about the emotional support that's out there, making people understand that you're not alone in this. Again, we have support groups that have been just a blessing for people to be in a room full of folks that understand what it's like. And then talking about how if group settings aren't your thing and you need more of a one-on-one, we have peer mentors who is someone with a vision loss who wanted to give back. And so we pair them up with someone who is maybe new to losing their vision or just having a tough time. And so now you have this one person in the world that connects with you. You can ask them any kind of question for support. But really, once we start talking about that emotional support that we have, the opportunity for training and resources that can help you maintain independence, you really begin to see someone who was hopeless turn hopeful. And we haven't even done anything yet. It was just the conversation. It's just the door that opens, that opportunity that there is something else other than sitting in this house with the four walls.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Susan Anderson and Mark Dahlberg. They're principals behind Vision Loss Resources, helping people in our community who find that they're dealing with vision loss. And sometimes before vision loss shows up, they don't know that there are resources that are there to help them to pull through these types of situations. I'm wondering if you can go a little bit deeper with the inner strengths and the outer resources. I know you have a range of resources that are available to these individuals and also to the caregivers as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like Susan mentioned, there's support groups where people can get together and be part of a group where people understand what's going on. I think we can't understate enough how lonely this disease can make you be. You know, when people lose their vision, it's very isolating. So just being around other people can really make a difference to say, you know what, I'm not in this alone. Somebody else understands what I'm going through. We have this great program that's called Peer Mentors. And what it is actually somebody who's gone through vision loss and is experiencing vision loss goes through an 8-week training course and learns how to, you know, be a good listener, how to talk to somebody about the emotional impact of vision loss. And then we can connect them with somebody who's newly going through vision loss so they can have a one-on-one conversation and ask those questions that they might be embarrassed about asking somebody else who doesn't have a vision loss and just really get support from somebody who really understands. I think that's really important.
And the other thing, just that sense of Mark bringing up that isolation piece. So it's really important for us to create that sense of community. And another way that we do that is through our own community center, where we're offering a variety of different programming, educational, recreational, and we all get together and we make sure it's adaptive for people with vision loss. So, I mean, we do painting and wine night. We're doing pottery. We're going to Twins games. So we're accessing the environment in our community that was once thought to be a barrier because we couldn't see, and we break down that barrier rather through this community center, and you find people who are like you, and you realize the world is larger than just your room.
Yeah, I mean, I get people who ask me, well, what do people with vision loss like to do? And I always say to them, well, what are some of the things you like to do?
Yeah.
You know, because I think people are surprised when they hear about our community activities, our outings that we do, that they're recreational activities that everybody enjoys. But we know how to tweak them a little bit so they're more enjoyable for a person with vision loss. We know, about movies or theater that has audio described performances so that when you're watching a movie or you're watching something at the Guthrie or the Chanhassen, you can put on headphones and then somebody will be talking to you between the dialogue to tell you kind of what's going on stage. So it kind of fills in the gaps for things that you're missing because you can't quite see things as well as somebody else can.
Incredible.
Just these little tips and tricks that we have are really helpful.
Everyone, we're talking with Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs, and Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources. Their telephone number is 612-871-2222, the unforgettable number, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.